Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another Thank Goodness It's Folk here on Sheffield Live Radio, around the world on www.sheffieldlive.org, and here in Sheffield on DAB and 93.2 FM, and later on Mixcloud, the whole program available as usual. I'm James Fagan, broadcasting as usual with Sam Hindley, and we thank you, first of all, for the great response to the June Tabor special last week. And June Tabor, we thank her for joining us and talking with such knowledge, passion and insight about the Child Ballads, and your response just shows how much you enjoyed it as well. It was definitely one for the ages, and if you want to listen back, it's all on Mixcloud. We have a very special show for you today, celebrating some of our favourite music from Ireland, as St Patrick's Day is on Monday, so, and some of our very favourite folk music happens to come from the Emerald Isle. So lots of Irish music for you on today's program, including some artists we know are already your favourites. We also have some key new releases today. First of all, a release, the first official single from Revolver, reimagined by women for everyone, a dynamic four-piece with incredible dance grooves. You'll be hearing from them. And also a new release from Steve Tilston. But especially today, we're focusing on our love of Irish traditional music, and we hope you can stick with us for 2 hours of Thank Goodness It's Folk. Let us know you're listening. We've got a Facebook page and we'll have it open as the show goes to air. So keep listening to Thank Goodness It's Folk.
On the starry night, as I lay asleeping, one starry night I lay in my bed. And I dreamt I heard wagon wheels a-creaking, and when I awoke, my own love had fled. I'll search the highways, I'll search the byways, I'll search the boring and camping places too. and I will inquire. Now from our people, have they tied or tiding or signs of you? Many is the mile long with you I have traveled, many is the hour long with you I've spent, and I thought you were my love forever. But now I find, love, you were only lent. I'm drunk today, love, but of times I am sober, a constant rover from town to town. And when I am dead, love, and my trouble's over, Molly Bond, the story, won't you lay me down? Many years the mile long with you I have traveled, many is the hour, love, with you I've spent. And I thought you were my love forever, but now I find, love,
the brilliant McDarra Yates starting us off on this St. Patrick's Day special on Thank Goodness It's Folk. And McDarra was our guest. And if you want to go back and hear more about that album, which is called Traditional Singing from Dublin, it's McDarra's first solo album, and it's absolutely brilliant. We interviewed McDarra and talked about the album on a show back in September. And you can find all of our recent, the last 3 or 4 years of programs on our Mixcloud page. So if you find Mixcloud and just type in Thank Goodness It's Folk, you'll find us. And on the 27th of September last year, we talked to McDarra Yates about that brilliant album. And absolutely wonderful singer to kick us off today. Sam, happy St. Patrick's Day for Monday. I know that some of your very favourite music comes from Ireland, as it does me, and it is one of the things we share in common, a love of Irish music.
Absolutely, James. It's one of my favourite shows to do, because it doesn't take me long to get a playlist together. Okay. I think it took me about an hour yesterday to get the show together. And here's one of my favourite Irish bands joining us at Sidmouth this year, and I'm really looking forward to it. Here's Dervish.
fighting for Georgia like the great Alexander. But your lover, he received a shot from a far higher power, and there upon the spot he died the very same hour. But before your love died, his heart was broken. He gave me a gold ring, saying it was your love token, saying take this hand to her, he said, for there's no one fairer, and tell her to prove true and her love give the bearer.
Thank you. love is my soaring dove.
Quite a rare record, although it has been released, Sam. That is by Mick Hanley and Mahol O'Donnell, and the album was called Celtic Folkweave. It was released in 1974. Mick Hanley's a very interesting character indeed, born in 1949. He's probably best known for the song Past the Point of Rescue, because Mary Black recorded it and made a big hit of it. But Mick Hanley had quite an interesting career, formed several duos, initially with Mahol O'Donnell, and you just heard them then. That was the only album I'm aware that they made together. And it's called Celtic Folkweave and includes guest appearances by Liam O'Flynn, Donald Lunny and Matt Malloy on that record as well. Mick was also, as well as being a songwriter, he sang a lot of traditional songs, but he was also in Moving Hearts. And you'll see his name on the first couple of albums because he was in the early lineup of Moving Hearts as well. Anyway, that album is very, very worth checking out. And there are copies available now. It has been released a few times. It's called Celtic Folkweave. And I was introduced to that by my dad, Bob Fagan, who recently reminded me of it. So there you go, a St. Patrick's Day song for my dad and mum in Australia.
Let's have a tune now from one of our favourite instrumentalists. This is Sharon Shannon with the Tim Eady tune, Little Bird.
Thank you. Keep it safe.
The unmistakable voice of Rena Connolly, and that is the latest single from The Breath, her duo. The song is called Keep It Safe. And Sam, Rena Connolly was named Best Folk Singer at the recent RTE Folk Awards on the 26th of February, an event which, listening back to it, made me really miss the BBC equivalent awards in England. They weren't free of criticism, but they were. I miss them nevertheless. They were something. They were just once a year we all got to just celebrate one another.
Yes.
And it wasn't about the winning the awards necessarily as much as the putting it out there on the BBC as a special event.
You're absolutely right, James. I mean, I always found it was a special event. You saw everybody once a year. It was among everything else, it was a very social occasion.
Indeed. And, perhaps too social in the early days. But
indeed.
That's another story. I
mean, I regret that I wasn't there the early days. I was probably too young, actually. but every year I was there, it was a very, very special event.
Well, the Irish Folk Awards on Radio 1 RTE, they looked fantastic. And it was huge for Rena Connolly, our beloved Manchester-based Irish singer, originally from County Armagh. And isn't she great? And that's a lovely track. And there's a link to the next artist you've chosen as well.
She is, James. And I will just point this out, that before we move on to the next artist, because the BBC Folk Awards ended, she is the last BBC Folk Singer of the Year. So there we go, there's another link for you.
Nice.
And our next artist won the Lifetime, was presented with the Lifetime Achievement Award. We're talking about Donal Lunny. It was great to see him there. Donal hasn't been very well over the last year, and it was just great to see him there. We hoped we might see him play live again. And this is probably our favourite band, in fact. We each have a track from them. This is Planxty with Bonnie Light Horseman, and I've chosen this one because this is one of the songs that Andy Irvine performs in his new band Quilty, who are coming to Sheffield on the 25th of April. More details at Live at Sam's, and this is Planxty with Bonnie Light Horseman.
Oh, Napoleon Bonaparte, you're the cause of my woe. Since my Bonnie Light Horseman to the wars he did go, broken-hearted I'll wander, broken-hearted I'll remain. Since my Bonnie Light Horseman in the wars he was slain.
When Bonnie commanded his armies to stand and proud waved his banners all gaily and grand, he leveled his cannons right over the plain, and my Bonnie Light Horseman in the wars he was slain.
Oh, Napoleon Bonaparte, you're the cause of my woe. Since my Bonnie Light Horseman to the wars he did go, broken-hearted I'll wander, broken-hearted I'll remain. Since my Bonnie Light Horseman in the wars he was slain.
And if I was some small bird and had wings and could fly, I would fly o'er the salt sea where my true love does lie. 3 years and 6 months now since he left this bright shore, oh, my Bonnie Light Horseman, will I ne'er see you more.
Oh, Napoleon Bonaparte, you're the cause of my woe. Since my Bonnie Light Horseman to the wars he did go, broken-hearted I'll wander, broken-hearted I'll remain. Since my Bonnie Light Horseman in the wars he was slain.
Sam, you mentioned the gig that Andy Irvin's doing with the band he's now playing with from Sweden. I know you've mentioned it quite a few times on the show, but I think we need to reiterate it to the Sheffield audience and tell them right now why they really need to book and why they should come to St Andrews, isn't it? Tell us the date again and tell us why you're excited about it and why you agreed to put it on.
Well, a few things, James. It's going to be the 25th of April, and Andy came to me last October. Well, getting on for 18 months ago now, and was very, very excited about this new band called Quilty that he had been asked to play with. They enjoy playing Irish music. They are Swedish, and they enjoy playing Irish music. So they'd invited Andy to join them in a combination. And he was very excited about this. Because he enjoys European music too, so he thought it was a good mix. At the time, they'd only done a few gigs together, but he was hoping that they would do more. And indeed, they are. So when I found out about this tour, I thought I have to be the one. We have to try and get this. And it's one of three gigs in England, only three. Mm. So people should come wherever you can come from, and it will be a great night. I'll tell you, they're only playing Seattle, Sheffield, and London, so it's going to be really, really special.
How can people get tickets?
People can get tickets from the Live at Sam's website. Yeah. I'll post a link in the comments to this this program. And we might have Andy on for a chat at some point.
I think we should, and we'll probably hear him at least one more time in this St. Patrick's Day special program as well. Sam, we're talking about the Irish Folk Awards. The group who were awarded Best Group are an all-female group from Dublin called Landless. I was told about them first by McDarry Yates, who we started the program with, and they've just won Best Group at the RTE Folk Awards, for which we congratulate them. Let's hear them with this track, which is absolutely lovely, from their album Lurich. This is The Fisherman's Wife.
All the weak man's a wall, and all the weak abide your lane. All the time you're waiting for the minute that he's coming down. You know when what he has to work, you know the hours he has to keep, and yet it makes you angry when you see him just come home to sleep. Bide your lane all the time. minute that he's coming home.
Horse I've ever seen, standing 16, one or two, with eyes wild and green. You ride the horse so well, hands light to the touch. I could never go with you, no matter how I wanted to. Ride on, see you. I could never go with you, no matter how I wanted to. Ride on, see you. I could never go with you, no matter how I wanted to. When you're riding to the night without a trace behind, run your claw along my gut one last time. I turn to face an empty space where you used to lie, and look for the spark that lights the night through a teardrop in my eye. Ride on, see you. I could never go with you, no matter how I wanted to. Right on, see you. I could never go with you, no matter how I wanted to.
Christy Moore with Ride On, and I don't think I need to say anything else. Just fabulous. Christy Moore with Ride On.
Absolutely wonderful, Sam. Well, I mentioned at the top of the show that we have a launch today of a brand new track, the first single launched by Revolver, who are, in their own words, a brand new band of women who want to use their artistic vision and platform to promote gender equality and inclusivity while creating impactful music. Well, they certainly do that. The band features Janice Burns on mandolin, Holly Clark on vocals and guitar, Kathy Geldard on fiddle, and Amy Thatcher on synth and drum pad. And Their website is well worth having a look at. They have a fantastic image already and promise that every performance is going to be a joyous and sparkling occasion. And their new single reflects that absolutely. It's really great and it comes out today. Get behind the band. You can see them at Manchester Folk Festival in a few weeks' time. And if you follow, and you should follow, the excellent website, which is Clof, K-L-O-F, which is folk backwards, formerly known as Folk Radio UK. They are brilliant at promoting new singles and at new video releases, and Revolver have decided to launch their video for this on Wednesday. I think it's the 19th of March, so you can buy the single today and you can look at the video for it next week and get behind them. Their new track is a brilliant comment on the reality that when we use the expression boys and their toys, it sounds very different when you say girls and their toys, and it seems to take on connotations that the band say are not always the ones that they're looking for. They want to be recognised for their toys being their instruments as well, and this track has it in spades. This is Revolver. And the new track coming out today is called Girls and Their Toys. Have a listen to this wonderful bit of dance music. Thank you.
been biding my time. Biding time. Someday that sun will shine. We'll have a nudge to go. Such a restless mind to roam, and thou can't see my way home. Been biding my time. Biding time. Someday that sun will shine. Clouds roll way up high. There's just a raindrop in my eye. Well, there ain't no rhyme or wrong. This life's such a tangled song. All the dreams I ever had.
One of our stalwarts on the English folk music scene, Steve Tilston, with Biding Time from what will be Steve's last album, called Last Call, which is going to be released in a couple of weeks' time. Now, to finish the programme, one of my favourite Irish bands.
Well, don't get ahead of yourself. We're not finishing the programme. We're going to finish the first half, Sam, because we've got an hour more of fantastic music.
Sorry, I did get
You're thinking about lunch, aren't you? That's all right. We've got a brilliant track now from Danu, which fits in very nicely with our St Patrick's Day theme, because Danu have been at the forefront of Irish traditional music for the last 30 years. They're a fantastic band, and they're still going strong. And to celebrate 30 years on the road, Danu are releasing on Monday this live album. It's called The Pearl, and it is 20 25 live tracks. What fantastic thing to do. 25 live tracks recorded over the last three decades. It's absolutely brilliant from the previews that we've been sent. And to tell you more about it, you can go to their website, but also you should book if you can and you can get to London. They're doing two consecutive nights at the London Irish Cultural Centre to launch the album, The Pearl, and to celebrate 30 years. They'll be at London's Irish Cultural Centre on Friday the 20th and Saturday the 21st of June. So to round off this first half, but don't go away because we've got the Child Ballad this week, Chevy Chase, and much more to celebrate St. Patrick's Day coming up straight after this. Here are Danu.
Thank you. Hello, everybody. This is Andy Irvin here, and you're listening to Thank Goodness It's Folk.